Alexander Antonio Manzoni, waiting for the literary feast. Again, I'm here, I'm on the South Hill at the hospital, waiting for news of the next phase of treatment. It's 5 degrees outside, I was dropped off by Lyft. How many hours until the next open mic at Nito Burrito? Last night was exceptional. Power to the poetry, they're going places. So many there were who came to the downtown Spokane Library at 6 o'clock on a Tuesday, no less. So many familiar faces there were. Spokane's poetry all-stars. One does not have to venture far for a seat at the table of the literary feast. Glad I am that these days are now and we are hand in hand on our journeys. Where would I be without this? How would I exist outside of screaming mad ink into bleached wood pulp? What would be the eventual result? There's a movement in this city. There's movement in this city. There's a moment in this city, and it must be seized upon timely before the tide rolls out once more. And we're stuck and mired on the muddy shores. No chance there be to explore when one is stuck up to their knees and thighs in muck, in seaweed, land, and sand crabs. A literary land grab. Explorer seize upon the golden grace of providence. And here we are, a literary spoken word wonderland where we have found peace with the stage-bound, book-bound natives. What secrets have they to share with us? No darkness be there in the land of light. Our sight catches a glimpse of the meaning of existence. Can you handle this? If not, well, you had better either jump ship or hold on.